Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Now, when was it that Marcus Paige cut his hair? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Reportedly, Marcus Paige had a haircut the first week in January. If it was after the fourth when he scored 30 points at Florida State and kicked off 2016, like the preseason ACC Player of the Year should, did Marcus then pull a Samson, cut his curls, and lose all his power of scoring the basketball? His numbers are frightening since then. In four ACC games against Syracuse, NC State, Wake Forest, and Virginia Tech, the All-American guard has made 5 of 35 from the floor and 1 of 22 from the three-point arc. Maybe he's hurting and hasn't told anyone outside the program. Or maybe he read the Bible passage about Samson, laughed, and headed for the barbershop. When you're in a slump in sports, be it shooting, hitting, or golfing, the more people talk about it, the harder that slump is to break. At first, Roy Williams wasn't worried about Paige, but now old Roy's conferring with Dr. Sugi, the soothsayer, and Fiona, the fortune teller, and gulping bowls of Wicked Wanda's chicken soup for the soul-searching. The coach is kept from going bonkers because, miraculously, the Tar Heels are still winning, 11 in a row and a 7-0 start in the ACC, which is by far his best ever at Carolina. It's almost like one of those vampire shows where Paige's blood has been transfused to Bryce Johnson, who, as Marcus's misery was coming on, the big Gumby notched career highs of 39 points, 23 rebounds, and 8 assists. He's averaged better than 23 points and 11 caroms in his last five games, including his foul-plagued day off against NC State. Now, with the number one team in the country, has a week before playing ACC weakling Boston College Saturday at the Dome. By then, Paige's hair will have grown back and will need his locks. The Tar Heels enter February from hell with 9 games in 29 days, including Pitt, Miami, Duke, and Syracuse at home, and trips to Louisville, Notre Dame, BC State, and Virginia. Then on March 5th, it's the regular season finale at Cameron, by when the Dukies will have Emile Jefferson back and be looking to save their season. So what are we going to do about Marcus's hair and shooting slump from both the field and foul line? If the Heels keep winning, let's not worry about it. And maybe Paige will hook up his basketball bloodline back to Brother Bryce. This is Archansky. See ya.